If you go back, I would encourage you to go back and read into the previous chapter today. And what is going on is this. The Pharisees have asked a question. We get a lot of good Jesus stuff after the Pharisees ask a question. Okay? And so Jesus goes in to a long dissertation, so to speak. That's why I'm not going to read the whole thing for you today, that I invite you to go back. But they ask a question. When is the kingdom of God coming? Now, just take a moment to think about, in my part, is the ridiculousness of that question. When is the kingdom of God coming? Little did they realize that the kingdom of God was standing right smack dab in front of them. Right? But I can't beat up on them too bad, because there's sometimes when I fail to remember that the kingdom of God is with us right now. Right? And so, that's what was going on. So now, we're going to read the gospel text. Are you excited or what?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to build it up for you this morning. So our reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke. Big surprise. The 18th chapter, beginning with the very first verse. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him saying, grant me justice against my accuser. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone. Can you imagine someone saying that out loud? Though I have no fear for God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And God will not grant justice to this chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them, and yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Woo! There's a lot there. We can't get into every bit of it, but we're going to get into just a little bit this morning. So what can we learn today from our gospel text about being found faithful? Number one really is like being like the widow in the text. Be like the widow in the text. Number one, don't give up. Anybody ever want to give up? Be honest. Be honest. Absolutely. There's sometimes, it doesn't matter if it's physically, spiritually, or just this or that or whatever. There's just sometimes we just want to give up. But I'm here to encourage you today, do not give up on the promises of God. Don't give up on them. Continue to be like the widow, to be persistent. Don't give up, even when all hope seems lost. The second thing that the widow did that Jesus pointed out in this parable was this. Always pray. Never give up. Always pray. In other words, the widow was persistent. Now, I know that some folks want to put a different tag on the widow and call her a nag. That's not. If she is persistent. That's the point of the text. Don't give up, even when all hope seems lost. Always pray. Be persistent in prayer. Sometimes, I may ask the question, why? Right? Why? Because of the promise that God gives us, that God will bring justice for his people. It's all right there in that nice and neat little parable that Jesus teaches. But I'm going to drill down a little bit on our key verse, which is verse 10. Been giving a lot of thought to it this week. Verse 10. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? We got to do a little something here. We've got to go to the book of Daniel real quick. Because there is the phrase that Jesus used, the Son of Man, is a phrase that Jesus has used for himself. It denotes his divinity. But this phrase was used in Daniel. Okay? So I want to read it for you. It comes from Daniel, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Now, the verbiage may be different depending on whatever translation that you utilize in study. So the prophet, Daniel is saying, as I watched in the night visions, I saw one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. Listen to the 14 here. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Brothers and sisters, that is the big question. I'm getting static. I'm electrified today. It's okay. It wasn't nothing like the lights from last Sunday, was it? That sent us back to 1965. Or fire alarms. We have those. Yeah, we do that here too. We're not talking about that. So the big question is not for me, it's not for will Jesus find faith on earth when he comes, but I have to turn the question around. I have to turn the question around to myself. When Jesus returns, will he find me faithful? When Jesus returns, will he find me faithful? Now, in thinking about this week, I think that I have always, whenever I've thought about this, or whenever I've studied it, or whenever I've taught about it, is this. It's like at the very moment when Jesus returns, right, as he promised, will he find me faithful? Now, I want to let you know why it's not a good idea to try to guess the moment of Jesus' return and just to automatically, magically be faithful at that moment and nail it, okay? Number one, you do not know the day or the hour, so it's going to be virtually impossible for you to be unfaithful up until that moment, because if you have the same luck that I do, Jesus is going to come back, I'm going to be in an unfaithful moment, and the answer to the question is going to be no. Right? So it is not about, will Jesus find me faithful in that moment? It is a lot deeper, and that's where we want to go today. We can look at it at starting points at any different time in our life. And so I'm going to choose one today. So, have I been faithful since I professed my faith in Jesus Christ? Seems like a pretty good starting point. Whatever it is, whatever that is for you, have I been faithful ever since I professed my faith in Jesus Christ? Because if I have professed my faith in Christ, then I should be found faithful. And so it just gives me all these questions that I want to point out, pour out to you this morning. Since I have professed my faith in him, have I given up? Yep. Since I professed my faith in him, have I stopped praying? Yes. You can speak for yourself, Diane. I didn't know you were that.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know you were doing that good.
I thought you were asking us.
I am asking you, but I'm answering for myself. Okay. But since I professed my faith in him, have I lived out the great commandment? What's a great commandment? A great commandment. It's a commandment that Jesus gave. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. I have to honestly answer that question, no. It doesn't look too good for me right now, right? It's not looking too good. But then the next part of it is, since I professed my faith in him, have I given up? Have I stopped praying? Have I ever stopped living out the great commandment? The other part of it, and the second is like unto it, to love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
Have I stopped living out the great commission that Jesus gave before he ascended into heaven? Go into all the world, right? Go into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything that I have commanded you. Has that been a perfect run? No. You're like going, oh my gosh. We'll get to a better part here in a second. Have I lived out the fruits of the Spirit? Have I lived out all of the fruits of the Spirit? From the time I professed my faith in Christ up until he calls me home or he comes back? The answer, honestly, is I haven't had a perfect track record. It may seem like you want to go back to point number one and then just give up. But that's not what I'm going to encourage all of us to do today. I'm not going to encourage us to give up. I want to give us a few applications that we can begin working on it, because there's something here at the end that I think you'll find beneficial. Let's apply it. Will Jesus find me faithful? You may be saying right now, I've got some work to do. That's okay. I've got some work to do. So let's start with one little thing. I chose one little thing because the size of a mustard seed is little, and it was one little thing that moved the mulberry tree. Right? And so start with one little thing. And I have a few examples. Kindness, patience, love, joy, peace, generosity. Now, why did he pick those? Because they're the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Let's pick one little thing. Start with one thing. Today, I'm going to pull out one word. It's called kindness. Kindness may be the one fruit of the Spirit that I think maybe I struggle with the most. And it's because of this. Friends, we can be kind to one another on the surface, but I have to consider, what am I really thinking? And what am I putting out behind the keyboard? It's not that I'm smiling at you when I see you and being kind. I know that sometimes things come out of my mouth that are not kind. Choose kindness. Maybe that's the little thing to be faithful in. In our thoughts, in what we write, in what we read, in what we consume, and in how we talk with each other. Well, this is a tall order, preacher. I thought it was going to be one little bitty thing, right? Learn from the widow today. Be persistent in prayer about that one little thing. Today's example is kindness. Be in prayer about kindness. Well, how do I be in prayer about kindness? I don't know. Start this way. God, help me to be more kind in my words, in my actions, and in my thoughts. Make that a persistent prayer to God. Persistent. Don't give up. Keep at it. If you mess up, and we will, get back up and try it again. Kindness. You'll be tested on this. You have been tested on this, and you didn't even know it. And that's okay. But don't give up. Don't quit. Will Jesus find me faithful? It's really not a yes or no answer. The answer for me is this today. With God's help,
Amen.
Jesus will find me faithful. With God's help. Amen and amen.